Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so you're a boisterous, like, outgoing party guy, and your SO loves that you're a boisterous, outgoing party guy. And then one day, you break your jaw. Something happens, and your jaw is broken. It has to be wired shut. And while your jaw is wired shut, you learn to, like, listen and be cool, and you're like, oh, the rest of the world has things to say, and it's important that I, like, not dominate every situation I'm in with my party boy antics. And then, like, you know, you get the wires removed from your jaw, and your SO is like, okay, when are you going to start being crazy party guy again? I need you to be crazy party guy. And, like, your life was just getting on track. Your relationships are all better. But they want you to change back to what you used to be. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Did they break your jaw?
They did not break your jaw. You sort of broke your own jaw running into a statue of a boxer.
Okay.
Okay, but you said all your relationships are better. Do you think
except for this one?
Mm-hmm, yeah, I mean, dumper is over.
Yeah, gotta go.
I mean, if somebody's trying to inhibit your growth and, like, actively work against your growth, and, like, move on. Yeah, I think they're not on your side.
Okay, now a wrinkle. You've been married for 10 years. You have 3 kids together.
What?
Counseling and then divorce.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, well,
maybe...
to what end? Why the counseling?
Because you have to say you tried.
Oh.
So when the fucking kids come after you, you're like,
yeah,
look, I tried.
Plus, you probably should be, honestly, as divorcing, you probably should be in counseling anyway, because it's very complicated. And, like, you know, I feel bad for your kids, but, like, yeah, if you stop drinking and then your partner was like,
yeah,
get back. And you're like, my life is so much better. My relationships are so much better. I'm a better person. I feel closer to people. I feel like I'm a better partner to other people in my relationships. And then your partner's like, yeah, but when are you going to be a party boy? I married a party boy.
Right. I need you to be chaotic.
And why do they need them to be chaotic?
Because they're bored.
They're bored.
I don't know if it's grounds for divorce, honestly. It's grounds for introspection. We have to find out the whys to all of this, because there's something about your madness that's comforting to the SO. And, like, that's worth exploring. And, like,
but
what is another
person,
outlet for it?
They can't see that you're happier and better and feel better about yourself. I guess you're
Mogi,
not using
people
words
are
to
flawed.
Tell them.
You and your one strike system is just... We gotta work with these husbands and wives. We gotta work on it.
I wonder also, because, like, to me, now, unfortunately, one of my flaws is that I but I would call it a strength because I'm usually right.
Yep.
Is that it?
Is that
that's
it.
That's the flaw.
That's it. Yeah. No, I know. Kelly's cool.
Is that I like will look at something someone does and be like, oh, you're doing that because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And then everyone will be like, well, why are you making assumptions? And I'm like, but am I right? And they're like, no comment.
That's the hardest part about being a person who makes assumptions,
mm-hmm.
is the percentage of time that you're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were wrong a lot, it would be much easier to stop making assumptions.
Yeah, because I would just stop making assumptions.
Right. But instead, you're right, like,
it's like being
70% of the time.
It's like being a smart kid in school, and you're like, I don't need to study for tests because you keep getting good grades on them, and then suddenly there's like a test, and you're like, oh, shit, I should have studied for this?
Yeah. It's like going from high school to college.
Yeah.
So here's my assumption. Like, with this person that's like, I liked when you were party. Wait, are they party-ish or are they not party-ish?
They are not party-ish at all. They are asking you to be the party for both of you.
All right. You can work. You can probably figure this out. I still think you need counseling. I don't think that, because clearly the two of you are on different, you're in different places.
For me, my assumption then is like, oh, you like to be the one in control. Like, you like me mm-hmm. needing you. You like me being unhinged. Like, you need me to be the fuck up so that way you can be the straight and narrow.
Yes, but to be fair, one time when you were actually on the verge of divorce, didn't you go to your SO and say that that was the only thing you brought to the relationship was complete and utter dependence?
Yes, that is true.
What is this from? Based on?
This is The Simpsons.
Divorce
him, definitely.
You're like, now I really want Homer to ask for a divorce just for Marge's sake.
Well, I mean, this is the thing that's wild is like in every other conflict they have, I'm like, Homer's in the wrong. He's mm-hmm. terrible. Mm-hmm. Marge should get out of this relationship for her own good. But in this one, it's like, oh, no, she's taking advantage of Homer.
And Kelly, I don't want to feed your ego. Okay. But you fucking nailed it with your assumptions. I was skeptical. I was like, I don't know if that's what's happening. But no, that is exactly what's
happening.
Knowing
that it's Marge and, Homer.
Yes, yeah. She wants to be, she's codependent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wants a fuck-up husband.
Also, like, the things that are demanded of her, like the standards on her are lower because, like, she's not as bad as Homer.
Totally.
So it, like, takes off the...
People look at her like she's Saint Marge.
Yes.
But if she had an actual partner pulling his weight, then they would just look at her. She'd just be Marge.
Right. Exactly. If she was in Maude Flanders' shoes, she would be the fucking... She'd be the mess.
Well, I don't even think she would be the mess. Like, I think without...
Yeah, I think maybe she'd be dead. Thank you for fanning the flames of my ego, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
I do really appreciate
it.
It's
true. I had to tell
you. I won't
you.
Forget it.
But it's tough because you're right. They have three kids, but but that's part of the codependence of their. I mean, neither of them are ever going to be better people. None of the Simpsons will be better people while they live together.
Right.
All five of them are doomed to never grow and evolve. Because I feel like it happens with Bart. Sometimes it happens with Lisa, where they try to be a better thing, but. I mean, it's the sitcom curse, right? Like, they have to revert by the end of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to believe that they could grow, right? I don't know.
Yeah. No, it is nice to believe. It's sometimes fun when an episode will do something like a Flowers for Algernon thing, like they did with Charlie on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, sure.
But you don't really, you want Charlie to go back to being Charlie.
Yeah, and I guess Homer's had this exact same thing, too, with the crayon in the brain.
Mm, oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember that one.
And I'm sure it's probably, the show's been on for 30 fucking years, so.
It's not like when you first get started.
Yeah.
That first time you can write a really original plot line.
That's right. Weirdly, there was no real pilot for The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a short.
Yeah. We're talking pilot ships today.
Wow. Wow.
Good enough.
Did you know that you were going to do that transition before you came up with your hot take? Because it works, actually.
Well, I only started talking about the Simpsons pilot because Ryan was already steering us to it.
That was a softball pitch to Patrick.
Well, I mean, like knowing that fact and like, I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know. I think there's a conspiracy.
That's Kelly's bullshit. A monster! She's going to keep deducing things, guys.
Kelly, some of your assumptions are wrong. Why are we doing pilot ships? Oh, yes.
Because of the fucking Star Wars shit.
Because it's Star Wars shit.
There's always some new fucking Star Wars thing coming out that Patrick has to tell us about.
I know.
Hey, if someone wants to tell me about other shit coming out, that's fine. No, it's Star Wars Squadrons. It's like dogfighting in ships. You get to be in X-Wings and TIE Fighters, and it looks super cool.
That does sound fucking rad.
Yeah, and it's cross-play on everything.
Wow.
So I'm going to play it in PlayStation VR like a huge dork.
Whoa, you are so dorky.
I'm so excited for this. So
that'll be tight.
Fucking awesome.
Wait, so even VR is cross?
Yeah.
That's tight. Dude, whenever a game has cross, I'm so happy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. Awesome. Okay, now I'm like on board.
Have you guys seen, they put out like a, not a trailer, but like a short featuring one of the characters that's going to be like in the campaign for this. It's really cool. He's an Imperial pilot. So the game takes place like right after Return of the Jedi, as the rebels are like seeking out the last remaining remnants of the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And so the short traces... His name is Gray. He's a TIE fighter pilot. And like, you know, the Star Destroyers are just getting like wiped out by X-Wings, and he just kind of like sets his TIE fighter to like idle in space and like hope that the rebels just like leave. And they don't. There's this X-Wing like hunting him down, and he like, you know, plummets down to the planet. And this guy's like, the war's not fucking done for me. I'm going to keep going. It's really cool.
That sounds cool. So wait, so doing VR for it?
Yeah.
Are you, so we you?
You're in the cockpit.
Are you gonna get like that scorpion chair? That scorpion camel chair?
Yeah, I mean, of course I'm gonna get that scorpion.
Wait, Kelly, okay. do you not have your scorpion chair yet?
Dude, it's huge.
I got rid of my. I got rid of my bed.
For the scorpion gamer chair.
Yeah.
You sleep
all
in it?
Of us hesitated for long enough to, you have to know, we all thought it might be true.
Yeah, I was like ...
Well, and the fun thing is I don't own a single gaming console, but I had to have me that chair.
Gotta.
It'd be tight, dude. I would be scared to get stuck in it.
In the chair or in VR?
Yeah, I don't know. What if it malfunctions and you're just like trapped?
You can't
like it's
slide
an
down.
Are You Afraid of the Dark episode?
No, I don't know if you can slide down. It would be even scarier if you got stuck in VR in that game. What if that was a genuine fear of mine? If I was like, what if you get stuck in the VR?
Dude, it can fucking happen. Total Recall, Are You Afraid of the Dark? I'm sure many other examples.
Yeah.
I think South Park did it, but that was kind of a play on Total Recall.
Sure.
There was that comic series Tokyo Ghost where like everyone just like loses themselves in VR.
Tron.
Okay. Tron. Oh, last Starfighter kind of.
Ready Player One.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was loud.
Sorry.
No,
what was
no.
loud?
Oh, could I was the only one who could hear it. Sorry.
Oh, I Wait. Thought you were saying I said Ready Player One too loud.
No. Ryan just screamed Ready Player One into the
Mogi,
abyss.
Mogi, you were so appropriate with your volume. I
was like, sorry.
I felt bad.
What happened, Kyle?
My phone rang and my phone and my laptop are now connected because I have my headphones into the Focusrite and it was just very loud.
I'm sorry.
It's not any of your fault.
Speaking of things that were too loud, Colin, I thought of you immediately on Friday night when we had that loud earthquake.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And why
I think
is
of
that?
Colin.
I thought of Colin perched in like the on all fours dog position when the last time I saw him in an earthquake.
Wow.
The dog position.
Interesting. You know, Nicole referenced that as well after the earthquake.
Wait, you got into position?
You got into your dog position?
No, I went into a 2-point stance, but I was in a ready position.
No, you are in like as if you're like about to do the 100 meter dash.
Yes. When I was with you guys during that earthquake, I went into a 4-point stance.
Yeah.
At this time, I went into a 2-point stance, which isn't as safe, and it's because you guys ridiculed me. So I'm putting myself in danger because of y'all.
No, I hope that you don't get endangered during an earthquake because you're afraid that somewhere one of us is laughing about you being a little doggy.
But also know that I'm thinking about it every time there's an earthquake.
Yeah.
But we all are okay.
Yeah, yeah, we're all fine. Yeah.
It was a loud one.
It was loud and short.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It started with a wiggle and ended with a rumble.
The one that we all experienced together when Colin was a little dirty dog boy.
Right,
was,
on the 4th of July, Kelly. 2019.
Yes, it was a long sway boy. It was like...
Mm-hmm. It was long enough for us all to get into position and then judge each other's positions.
And it was so much more swayish. And this one was like
that
shaky.
That was like being on top of a jello mold.
Yeah.
That one was also long enough that we talked about it on mic for a couple seconds
and
before
during,
taking those stances.
Yeah. And like while it was happening, we were like, it's an earthquake. Mm-hmm.
I believe that was our alligator ships episode. If you want to go back and listen to us experience an earthquake together,
yeah.
I tried to get my brother to watch Crawl with me, and he refused. And
I watched it, dude. I watched it.
How is it?
So disappointing.
No. Really, you were disappointed?
Oh, I hated it. I went and saw it in theaters. I fucking hate that movie.
I thought it was 6 out of 10.
Ooh!
Wow.
3 out of 10.
3. Wow.
Yeah. It does. I do like the violence at the very end when dad gets got.
Dude, the violence with the dad was 10 out of 10. I just thought, first of all, I thought everyone was going to get a fucking bladder infection from swimming around in that water.
Well, they can't put that on the screen. I mean, how do you dramatize a bladder infection?
Right,
I've thought about this.
That's what
Magic School Bus Inside Ralphie.
I feel like bladder infections. I feel like bladder infections, UTIs, and yeast infections are all things you don't know about until they happen to you because you can't put that on. How are you going to tell that in a story?
Yeah, I mean, unless it's like Pen 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pen 15 could do it. Maybe next season.
Next season. But like this, no. I mean, they're not going to be spending time. Also, it's just there's no time to talk about the.
What if you just assume every infections. Time you see a character in a hospital, they have a bladder infection as well as whatever else is going on?
Yes. Yes.
Every episode of ER.
Yeah. In addition to their ectopic pregnancy, they also have a bladder infection.
Yes. I will say about Crawl, it ain't no Meg.
For real. Yeah.
It ain't no Meg.
Oh,
Meg
so was, I might like it.
Meg was tight as hell.
Yep.
Maybe
but
the best
it was,
movie of 2018?
I would say best movie of 2018.
Was it just me and you that saw that movie, Carl?
Yes.
Yeah, it was good.
And then we
like,
went and
in
had
the
lunch
world?
With Micah. Yes, the only, we were the
yeah,
only two.
Yeah, the only two people in the world.
No, I saw it and I didn't like it. I've told you that.
No, it's really good.
You're
I don't know what movie
nuts.
You saw. I think you saw something else.
You saw...
Was
you
that
watched
possible?
Jaws 4.
I'm just picturing you, Ryan, being like, what the fuck did they like about this? And the whole time, me and Colin were like, best movie.
Dude, we were fucking, we were gripping our armrests.
I know,
we
screaming.
Were giving each other, doing yelps.
Oh my God.
Each other looks wide mouth.
Yes.
Like, oh, dude, did you see his little toes kicking away from the shark?
Yes. I mean, okay, there should be a bingo card for how many times me and Colin scream about the Meg and Ryan is sad.
It's like second only to Tony Loki, which I believe this is now 2 weeks in a row we've mentioned Tony Loki.
Which
for
also
sure.
makes
Tony
Ryan
Loki.
Sad.
Yeah.
I worked so hard on that fucking tournament.
Yeah, but you did it. You're like, oh God, I almost got real. I almost
you
got real.
Actually mad.
Yeah, you got mad.
You can't build it for the purpose of getting your ship elected number one MCU ship, Mogi. You're not the fucking DNC.
No. Instead, shots fired. I threw you guys a bone, and you took it all the way to Bone Town.
Bone Town. Look, Tony, population Tony Loki.
If you want to be all Marge with that thing, we're going to be Homer. I mean, that's true. That's true. All there is.
I want a divorce.
Mogi's holding her bracket. Like, I just think it's neat.
Yes. It's literally me.
It was that. Okay, what are we even talking about?
We're talking about pilots. Pilot ships.
And that's because of the new video game, right? We already covered this.
Yes, that's right.
Oh my God.
But it was a long time ago.
Oh, speaking of which, mine's from V-Mars.
Okay.
Ooh, back when you used to be friends.
That's right. So I selected it because, like, I'm trying so hard to think of a TV show that has a better, more complete pilot than Veronica Mars.
But, oh, pilot of a movie show.
Yes, that's okay. where yeah. I got it.
Cool.
It's my number one pilot of all time. It has all the characters. Like, it takes the time. It lays them out. It doesn't have all the characters. There's no Vinnie Van Lo yet. But, you know, you get a lot from it. And it is, I would say, if you watch the pilot and you don't immediately love it, like, you can stop watching the show. It's that on
wow,
point.
I don't feel that way at all. I feel like I don't know. I think, like, by the end of the season, you know whether you love it or you don't.
Ooh, I don't know, man. V-Mars, I think that was the one, like, as soon as I was in, and
to be fair, Colin, you're a super fan.
That's true.
Yeah. I feel the exact same way. I watched the pilot twice in 2 days because UPN aired it twice because right. I was like, this is amazing. I skipped the season premiere of One Tree Hill, which had been the show I watched before.
Mm-hmm.
To watch it. So I think it's, like, more indicative of whether you're going to be a Mars head.
A marshmallow?
No, because that has been co-opted.
By whom?
A specific shipping group.
Oh, really?
That you're not going to honor by identifying them on the podcast?
Who is it? Marshmallow?
No, hold on. We can go super hard on Ben Shapiro, but we dare not mention the marshmallows?
Are you talking about the burnt marshmallows? Because I'm fine with coming after those guys, as you well know.
I think that's what Logan Veronica shippers call themselves, no?
Really?
No, Logan they're lovers. No, Logan and Veronica's are lovers. Right. Marshmallows lovers. Are just V-Mars stands in general.
All right. Then I guess I am a marshmallow.
Okay, we're okay, guys. We're okay.
Lovers is Logan and Veronica.
Veronica,
yeah.
I hate the portmanteau thing.
Yeah.
Back in my day, ships didn't pull that bullshit.
I mean, I refer to us, Mogi, as Vonuts.
I like Vonuts.
Veronica and Dunkin' Donut being the ship. But, But anyway, my ship from the pilot mm-hmm. is Veronica Mars with her true BFF, Wallace Fennell. They meet. She's grumpy. Doesn't want to. She's a total loner. And he's like, guess what? I'm going to break you down. I'm going to call you a marshmallow. You helped me out when you didn't have to. I'm going to teach you how to fly remote control airplanes. And we're going to have each other's backs through thick and thin. Forever. Yeah. And they're just I love them so much. I can't get enough of V and Wallace.
That's good. No, that's good. It's good. Yeah, I was just
come at
I was
me.
Just
come at me, bro.
No. I was just internally bemoaning the fact that, like, Wallace just, like, fades away throughout the course of the series.
He does.
It's a shame.
Because I liked him a lot.
I like him a lot.
And also, this is, like, minor. This is a little separate. But, like, the fact that anybody is... wait, what the fuck is that guy's name? The tough guy that talks like this.
Weevil?
Yeah, the fact that anybody is like, physically afraid of Weevil.
He tied Wallace up to the flagpole in his underwear.
Sure.
That's not scary to you? That's not intimidating?
I feel like, Kelly, you're conflating season 3 Weevil with how he always
looked. Yeah, he becomes defonged.
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 I wanted to say it differently. But yeah, he gets defanged. Like, but in season...
Oh, defanged.
You know, defanged. He is different in season three, yeah. But...
Yeah, I don't know.
Also, it's... okay, I know you guys really love Veronica Mars.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
But do you think that maybe it, like... Veronica takes the side of men too much that are being accused of sexual violence?
The show sort of makes that point sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, there's liars out there and they'll do anything to destroy a good man.
Let's see. She definitely does it with her teacher.
Adam Scott.
Yes, Adam
Scott.
Right,
he is bad.
Right, and then she's proven wrong.
Yeah, yep. He's bad.
I'm trying to think who else.
But in that storyline, like, aren't there... Oh, in college,
season,
remember?
In season three, yeah. Against, what was her name? She was the editor of the newspaper who was involved in, like, a fraud scandal. Like, that was the storyline.
Yes, but she also... Veronica also catches a serial rapist. So, I don't know that she's always on the side of men, but I do think the show... plays, and the show House used to do this too around the same time, but that, like, everybody lies as part of, like, the story.
Yeah. So, yeah. House did that too. Yeah.
Yeah. So sure. It's, which is not necessarily like a, you can't live by that code.
Yeah.
Of suspecting all victims. That's not like a great way to live. And I think, but I think you're right. I think she is suspicious, and I think she's not, And of course, she's a fictional character, so someone wrote her to be this way. Mm-hmm. But she's not, like, great at having female friends or dealing with women.
Right, yeah.
So she's, like, there are episodes of that show that don't pass the Bechdel test. Now, I think that test is that's not that, obviously, I love the show. It's not a test of value, but, like, I think you're right that, like literally all her best friends are guys.
Yeah.
She has, like... Mac never gets the due that I think Mac should have, and then there's Meg who gets so sidelined
and, like, kind of fucked over.
Oh yeah,
that oh yeah,
real bad.
So, like,
I do like that show too.
Like, they bring in a new friend for her in season three, and then she gets raped.
Yep.
Yeah,
which is, I mean, that doesn't lessen you as a character. It's just like. The way I think there's definitely a conversation to be had about Veronica and how she interacts with women. I think the season four, I don't know if everybody on the everybody has watched that, but I think they deal with that a little bit more heads on and kind of but reaffirm that she's not good at having friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have not seen the newer.
It's good. I really liked season four.
But it doesn't,
because I liked the series a lot when I watched it, and I remember watching it, like, over and over again. I really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. But it was something that, because Micah started watching it, and I would, like, mm-hmm. catch some scenes. And I remember thinking, like, while watching some of those scenes, just, like, going in and out of the room and being like, oh, I didn't remember that this show was like this.
And I think part of it is what Veronica does, and it's, I'd say, one of her biggest flaws as a detective, is she starts with her conclusion, like, nine times out of ten.
Yeah, she does.
Here's the thing. She hears, like, the situation, and she makes all these assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's right, like, a lot of the time.
That's true. So it's like, should she stop making assumptions? Because she is right.
It's a cruel mirror. It's a cruel mirror.
You're a better ally to women.
Thank you. Okay. Does anybody else have a pilot ship?
I got one.
Go.
So mine is, I stayed in the realm of Star Wars. First of all, I'm reading the new Poe Dameron book by Alex Segura. And it's about young Poe Dameron and how he hooks up with Carrie Russell's character.
Is it sexy?
It is, like, it's a little bit sexy. I would like it to be sexier.
Mm.
But, like, it's it's cool. She's like a career criminal. You know, like her mom runs the Spice Runners of Kajimi, and he's like an awesome pilot. And they like learn from each other, and then have to go their separate ways. And like, there's a kiss, and like he like you know, like envisions her body a lot. So like it's a little bit sexy, but like I want it to be so much sexier.
Like Love is Blind. Wait, so he's just like, I bet her boobies are nice, or like what is he, he's envisioning it, like he's just like, oh, I bet.
I mean, there's a lot of like wanting to touch her skin.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That,
yeah.
That sort of thing.
Longing.
Yearning.
Yeah, lots of yearning, but also it's always in like a, you know, he like starts to daydream about it, but then it's like has to get his mind back on the mission, and I'm like, no.
Just
no.
Come on. I think you need to read some fanfic, dude.
I think so.
No, I definitely do. But I'm enjoying the book. Okay, but this is not the Star Wars ship that I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about a ship from Star Wars Rebels. I have now completed both my Clone Wars watch and my Star Wars Rebels watch, because we live in hell and we can't leave our houses. And these shows are both so long, but by the end of Rebels, I really like both of them.
I liked Rebels a lot more after season one.
I think in season
midway season two, I started liking it more.
Season two is where it feels the most like a sequel to Clone Wars for me, mm-hmm. And season three is where it's like, oh, it has its own identity now.
Yeah. I think I watched up to season four. Right, there's four seasons.
There's four seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I watched all of. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
And the most of the fourth season is just going back to Ezra's home planet and liberating it.
Yes,
which is awesome. But so my pilot that is part of this ship is Hera Syndulla, who is the captain of the Ghost. She is a Twi'lek with green skin. Ryan, you have seen this character in one episode of Clone Wars that you've watched.
Yeah, and I love her. She's a cool little kid.
She's the best.
She was a little kid in Clone Wars. Yeah. But she's the captain of the Ghost, and she is like the first of these characters to be like, we are rebels. We are not like some weird like pirate ragtag group. We are organizing. We are fighting against the fucking rebellion. And like, I've got this little droid friend who I have like programmed to be a like sincere rebel. Chopper, the little astromech droid who's like a little shit. I love him to pieces. But so you know, Hera just does so much to like give everyone in the show direction. And like during the first season, when they're just like pulling like little odd jobs here and there, she like keeps making contact with an agent known as Fulcrum, which is like, you know, in the early days of organizing a like rebel alliance. So like, she's just the best. But she has this a relationship that is so like, it is the burner is turned down to like to low, or it's like not even on, you know, like when you get water boiling and then you like remove it from the heat. That's mm-hmm. where the relationship is most of the series with Kanan Jarrus, who is the former Jedi Knight, kind of still Jedi Knight, played by Freddie Prinze Jr. And like towards the end of the series, I don't want to give anything away, but like when they start like openly acknowledging their feelings for each other, it is so like hot and awesome, and like, I don't know, I just want to see them like free the fucking galaxy together.
Yeah. Aww. they're really cool.
Hell yeah.
Also, the thing I always liked about her is that she like has her shit on lock. Like, she knows who she is. Mm-hmm. Like, that, you know, everybody else is kind of like, I'm blossoming and becoming, and she's just like, I don't have time.
Yeah,
because she has her shit down,
and like she's had to forge it on her own, because like,
yes,
her father like fights to keep like their home planet you know, under like minimal imperial control, and she's like, you're thinking too small, motherfucker, and you know, like goes and joins like the whole galactic rebellion, and just like, so she knows what she needs to do, and she's doing it. Hera's the best. Sarah and I recently rewatched Rogue One, and it was the first time that I heard there's like an announcement on Yavin 4 where they're like, General Syndulla to the whatever.
What?
Whatever. Yeah, she gets a shout out in Rogue One.
Wow, cool, good for her. I just realized as I said that, I was like, she's not real.
But it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it made me real happy.
Yeah, good for Patrick.
Good for Patrick.
Yeah. It's kind of, I love, Kelly reacted like she saw an improv buddy of hers in a Toyota commercial.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, good for her.
Damn, that's national. Good for her.
Get that bag.
Yeah. That's good. I love that ship.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch Star Wars Rebels now. That show is so good.
The show is so good. The
it takes
first
a while
a
to get into, but it's good.
But it's not nearly as much like Clone Wars. You got to get like deep into season three before it's like not embarrassing.
I have not seen Clone Wars.
I have a recommendation for you.
What?
There's a way you can watch Clone Wars. Someone's gone through and removed extraneous episodes and programmed them like little movie nights. So you can watch
Who's done this?
Someone very smart who knows everything about Star Wars. Who would you call if you wanted to start Clone Wars and you don't know where to start?
It's me. She's talking Patrick. About me.
Oh,
I know. I was saying Patrick. I was thinking, should I do a joke?
Well, I wanted to say Patrick, but I was afraid it was Mogi, and I was like, I did not want to insult her like that.
I am not the Star Wars expert. I'm working my way, but I've tried to watch Clone Wars several times, but this time watching along with Patrick's recipe has made it.
Recipe?
His recipe for watching. I've been watching, I think I'm like on night five. But yeah,
that's
fun.
Cool.
Yeah, I want the cheat sheet. Is this in a Google Doc?
Yeah, I can send it over to you.
I will take it. That sounds great.
That's awesome.
And maybe we'll post it on Twitter?
Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah. Well, I mean, that would be really mean, right? If we were like, yeah, just for us.
Just for us.
I think Patrick should sell it to a publication. It's very good. But
do that. Pitch it to somewhere.
Check out HuffPost. For Patrick's list.
Yeah.
I mean, someone else
after
would
I'm
have
done
to...
with Ben Shapiro, you can check out on his fucking website. Or
yeah, we're going
to
post it on the Daily Wire.
Yeah, the Daily Wire.
I mean, if it's published on Daily Wire, that's how HuffPost is going to get it, you know, because they don't write anything.
No.
They just have fucking links to other people.
Associated Press.
Yeah.
Freaking aggregators.
Who else has got a pilot ship?
I do.
What?
I took it to the same place or similar place to Colin in terms of talking about a pilot of a television series. But I didn't do the best pilot ever of Veronica Mars or even a show that I think is that great. but it's a show that's been on a very long time. It's about two brothers who save people, hunt things. It's a family business. It's a show called Supernatural.
Yeah.
And
oh my God.
In the pilot... so it's like the series, and it's been on for 15 seasons now. It really is like two brothers in an Impala driving through the countryside hunting demons. There's bigger thematic things that happen, but that's, you know, any episode you turn on, that's what you're going to see. Except for kind of the pilot, because when the show starts, the boys have been estranged for like 4 years. And it's while Sam, the younger brother, is in college. And so it's almost weird. It's like in any other series, this would be just like you'd have to read this in fic. Like it would be complete AU because somehow Sam Winchester just got to spend 4 years at Stanford University. He got like a hot girlfriend. He had a good life. He's got friends. He's planning to go to law school. Like he literally doesn't have to think about demons for 4 years. It's amazing for him. And so that's where we meet him. And he's got his girlfriend is Jess. She is she's played by Adrienne Pilecki. She's super cute, and charming, and they love each other. She does get murdered at the end of the the pilot, and that's why he goes on the road hunting demons, to start. But it's like so nice that he got to have like a straight up, like an honestly, I mean, I guess he was lying about his family history with demons, but other than that, he got like a real functional, good relationship that, I mean, she did get murdered at the end, but
so
during, it was lovely.
It's like a happily ever after before the series?
Yes, we really meet Sam in his happily ever after, and then his life just gets worse and worse and worse for
so
many years.
What you're shipping is everything that happens off camera between the cold open and the first scene.
Yes, because, okay, and this is why, because I was thinking about why do I like, because it's really, and I haven't watched every episode of the 15th season, so they may have retconned her into turning it like, oh, she was actually a demon or some, I don't know. But at least in the 5 to 6 seasons I watched religiously and then later I've dropped in, she's, so it's just that he had a functional relationship. It's like if Buffy, when she ran away from home that summer, like just had a good relationship with someone that wasn't about vampires.
Mm.
But you don't get that, yeah, in these kinds of shows. Like, it's always fraught. It's always drama. I mean, yes, she did get murdered at the end. I'm not forgetting that she's, we end it with her on the ceiling on fire. But before that, like, it's like an AU that happened on the show. I think it's lovely.
Yeah, that's, I think, nice. It's lovely. And up until her getting murdered.
Yeah.
It's him, like, omitting that about his life, too, I think is irrelevant because, like, he's not doing it. You know what I mean? He's, yes, not, like, demon slaying during their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
No.
He's and trying to get away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had never, at that point, it wasn't his vocation. Like,
no.
A year later, it is, like, he had, because it's his brother's vocation, it's his father's vocation. But, like, he, for him, it wasn't even his vocation. He wanted to go to college, so he went to college. So, like, it's like coming from a family of dentists. You don't have to get into talk,
exactly,
about dentistry with everybody, right, when you go away to college.
I mean, sure, he pulled a tooth here and there growing up, but he wasn't a dentist like,
no,
the rest of his family.
Exactly.
And no, he was an unlicensed tooth puller.
Yeah.
Knows his way around a tooth drill, but.
Sure. Yeah. And I don't, and again, I don't know if like they changed it, like, if there's like episodes and I haven't seen where they undo this, but like, just the idea that Sam Winchester got to have 4 years of his life where he wasn't hunting demons and just got to live is really nice. And I'm, yeah, glad, yeah, that existed for him. But it's only in the pilot until she gets flambéed. I didn't, that's, do it.
No, that's good. That's such a good like category of ship that we should do an episode of just those at some point.
Oh, like backstory ships?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm, yeah, into it.
Yeah. And it's always going to be like, except for when they died tragically.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Yeah. You know who loves that show? Supernatural.
Who's that?
Who?
Mother.
Oh.
Well, mm-hmm, you can ask her if they ever retcon Jess's,
yeah,
death.
Is Mother a sister?
No,
I don't think she's,
don't tell Mother
aware
about that.
She's not aware of that subset. I think she's just like, they're handsome and they fight,
okay,
bad guys.
Okay.
Like, I think she has no idea.
Do you
idea
think she's had a thought or two, though, about Castiel and Dean?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, how could you not?
Yeah.
And that's not, like, you know.
There's nothing gross about that.
It's not unnatural.
It's only natural.
It's only natural.
It's supernatural.
Do you have a pilot
good
ship?
Good ship.
Thank you.
Yeah, good ship.
I do have a pilot ship. Okay. So, it is, I want to say this is going to be happening. This half of this relationship is like in a different relationship, and I want something different for this person. So, are you familiar with the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
One of my favorite fucking movies.
So goddamn
good. So Carmen, played by Denise Richards,
mm-hmm,
in Starship Troopers. She is an accomplished pilot. She like has, you know, a romance with Tommy Rico. She's like, you know, I need to succeed and like focus on my own missions. Like, you're doing your own thing. Like, and also like you're kind of doing this thing with Dizzy Flores, whatever, whatever. So like, we're going to part ways. And then she, you know, sees him again and the romance is like kind of rekindled and they continue with their like genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want her to kind of like realize that she's part of the problem, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want her to be like, damn, you know what? Like, I could be working. I'm an accomplished pilot. I have talent. I should be using this to further education and learning and empathy instead of hurting. Like, what I would like is that in the moment when fucking, what's his name? That musical dude?
Neil Patrick Harris?
When Neil Patrick Harris says, like, the brain bug is feeling fear and everyone cheers, I think in the moment she just cheers with everyone because they're cheering. But in her head, she's kind of like, oh no, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. But, like, at the same time, she's kind of swept up, you know, like, she's in this environment of, like, kind of bad.
It's all she's ever known. That's her whole, like, reward structure. Her entire life has been built on fuck the bug, so let's murder stuff.
Yes. So, I want her to meet, and it's funny because we talked about him last week, Riker from TNG. Because Riker is, first of all, he's charming as hell.
Wait, which one is he?
Number one.
So, and I'm talking bearded Riker.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Gotta be bearded Riker.
Gotta be bearded Riker. Here's what I think happens. I think maybe she's, like, doing some kind of, like, what's the word? Why am I not able to think of this word? Where you're supposed to go out and you're only supposed to find information. You're not supposed
recon.
To.
Recon.
I kept thinking the word retcon. I was like, that's not it. Okay, so she's on a recon mission. She's, like, flying around, maybe over at, like, a bug base. And she sees that the bugs are, like, having, like, a meeting. And she's like, that's weird. I didn't know they were intelligent creatures. But that's because they never gave them the chance to be intelligent creatures. And so Tommy Rico's, like, on, you know, at the base. And he's like, do you have any info for me? And she's like, you know what? You're cutting out. And, like, turns it off.
She's making these sound effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she lands and she's like, I got to find out more. So she sneaks in and she sees that the bugs are, like, actually communicating with this group of humans and also other bipedal humanoid
creatures.
There's
a Klingon there.
Yeah,
there's a Klingon.
There's a Crusher for some reason. It's like, okay, fine. One of those episodes.
He's, like, learning.
Yeah, he's always learning. All right.
And she sees this one guy who's, like, seems like he's kind of in charge, but also is humble. And he, like, creeps forward, but then her foot, like, slips on a rock. And so, like, he hears and turns around and she freezes. And then, like, Riker turns around and, like, a beam of sun, like, reflects off of his beard. It's like, shing! And he's like, why don't you come out and have a talk? And she's like, what? So then she learns from Riker and the rest of the, I guess, Starfleet in general.
So Starfleet does not exist. Like, these are two different Earths.
What do you mean? Oh, well.
Is that what it is? Or
here's what I think.
Are there two different, like, ways to deal with aliens?
So this is what I think. I think that there was a. So you know how in Star Trek Discovery they, like, fall through, they like go to the other dimension. It's like the evil way, the evil version. Have you guys seen
Discovery? I've never seen Discovery, no.
Is that related to, like, when sometimes you wear a mustache?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so, like, it's the darkest timeline.
Yeah, yeah. So I think TNG, the TNG universe, The Enterprise, like, went through an accidental wormhole and is, like, in the dark timeline of what happens with Earth. And she's like, how did you know that, like, they would be able to communicate with you? And he's like, I just tried. And she's like,
mind
what?
Blown.
Yeah.
He's like, have you ever tried talking to a bug?
Huh?
Have you ever tried talking to a bug?
I loved that, Colin. I loved that.
It was great.
That is such a good impression. So then she's like, wow. So it doesn't have to be all scary, gung-ho propaganda, destroy the other. Because maybe she goes on an adventure in their universe and is like, wow. So then she's like, I need to go back to my universe. And he's like, oh. And she's like, so I guess this means goodbye. And he's like, well, maybe I'll go with you for a little bit.
He's so leaving the Enterprise?
Just for a little bit.
But the primary objective.
I know, but he needs to learn how to be. You know how he is always like, he's like, I respect you, Picard, but, like, I think I can be a leader too. And he's like, I just need to get some reps in and like, you know, then I can come back and really prove myself. And like, I still respect you, obviously, but like, I need to be able to shine too. So then he can help bring the mission, the objective to the hell dimension, which is what Denise Richards has been living in this whole time.
That's a tall fucking order.
I think it really is.
Do they die?
I don't know if it's going to go great.
Yeah, when Denise Richards gets back to the army, she's going to be executed for desertion, like immediately.
Absolutely.
Or they could help the bugs escape to another wormhole
that's
world.
Interesting.
Yeah, the bugs. Okay, so this is what happens, right? So there's a big, big, big battle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And during the battle, there's like all this kerfuffle, and the TNG crew helps the bugs escape to their dimension, and the Earth spins it propaganda as like they obliterated all the bugs.
Right.
So it doesn't really help this dimension because like they just continue on their journey and mm-hmm. like use that as like how they won, but at least the bugs that managed to get away get to have a chance.
And right before, so they've got the plan, they've got all the bugs in one place, which is super dangerous because, you know, they could get wiped out, but they have to so they can get them in the transporter. And right before they get dematerialized and sent into the next dimension, Rico busts in and he sees Dina kissing Jonathan Franks passionately right before they zip away.
So just to hurt his feelings?
Just to hurt his feelings.
Tommy Rico needs to be destroyed.
I mean, he...
No, that's...
I'm sorry, I meant to say Carmen.
He is destroyed, but...
I mean, yeah, but he's... I just feel like his heart needs to hurt.
He needs to feel what Dizzy felt as she lay dying.
Oh my God, Dizzy! Poor Dizzy.
I loved her, and Johnny
never
loved her the way that he should have.
Of course he didn't. He thought she was fun because Denise Richards wasn't there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and he needed a fuck box, and like that's what she was for him.
That's what Jake Busey is for.
Yeah. That honestly, if you told me Jake Busey's character was called fuck box in that movie, I'm like, yeah.
Hey guys.
Two relationships!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.